Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. Inner Side Open Mic. And welcome everybody, all of our 100,000 plus listeners. We appreciate every one of them. Yeah, this is the program where you can talk about whatever you want. You know, you got to keep it clean and turn down your radio, television, or try to keep the background noise quiet. Better reception. We appreciate that. Inner Sight on the open mic Tuesday night, Long Island, New York, to the world. You know, I got to tell you, the more I listen to this government, the more I know that they really don't care about the 61 million disabled people. Now, I heard something today on the news that they're going to pass a law to protect Asian Americans from hate crime. Now, I'm glad about that. Don't get me wrong. They should be protected. But what about the millions of disabled people? They never do a damn thing for us. You know, how many hate crimes are perpetrated against the disabled that go unnoticed, unprosecuted, no justice, no investigation? You know, it's really outrageous how they'll think of everyone but us.
You know what bothers me too? Yeah, I do. I notice it, you know, and it bothers me. I was enraged when I saw that, you know, my mother was being pushed around in the nursing home that she was at before. And I actually saw it with my own two eyes. My eyes weren't, you know, that bad at that time. Now they're, you know, getting a little worse, but I did see it. And my mother said to me, "Suzanne, look what they're doing to me." And they were pushing her around. They don't have to do that.
And nobody stopped to think that, maybe these people are haters.
You
know? Nobody
said,
investigates, nobody presses.
Yeah.
Charges. A few months ago, actually, I think it was, I called the Justice Department, you know, and I voiced to them that many people who are being taken advantage of and people who are denied service dogs and people in the nursing homes could very well be victims of hate crime. They never called me back. I mean, not even to call back and to say, "Well, you have people, you have any specific facts or anything." You know, they don't even give a damn about us.
They don't.
You know, they have the attitude that, we give these people a little bit of money and that's it. Well, you know what? That's not the damn ass answer. They can stick their money. You know, I want equality. I don't give a damn how much money they give us.
That's right.
We need equality. We need enforcement. You know, so here the House passed this law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know any details of it, but it's good. It's good that they're protecting people, but they're leaving us out.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a horrible thing, man, I'll tell you something.
Oh, yes, it is.
It really is.
When I was at the nursing home and I saw that, then I saw she had a black eye before that incident, then they dropped her, and then they left her with sepsis sitting on the wheelchair. I mean, I said, what am I, stupid? I got to get her at least out of this until I can get her.
You should have called the Justice Department and complained about it.
Well, here's what I was told. when I wanted to do a lawsuit. They said, did Medicare and Medicaid pay for any bit of her bill? And I said, yes, of course, everybody has that. Well, you have to pay Medicare and Medicaid back first. I said, what? So nobody in the nursing homes, so the nursing homes are exempt, literally, from, they could do anything to any of their patients, literally.
Yeah, but you could, but you can file a complaint with the Justice Department, and they're supposed to investigate it.
And they're not.
Forget about Medicaid and Medicare.
But you won't get anything. You will not get at least even an investigation. Because
Under the ADA, you cannot sue for a lot of money. But you could demand an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know what? You know what? I'll tell you something. They won't even look and see if there's a hate crime
against
a disabled person. Because
mm-hmm.
there's no regulations like that.
Right.
You know, I've never heard of anyone being investigated for a hate crime against somebody who's disabled.
That's true.
I've never heard of one case. Now, I'm not saying there isn't any, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they certainly don't advertise it. You know.
That's true.
Now we're,
but the thing that
somebody
aggravated
brought up,
me, I'm sorry, continue.
Somebody brought up the other day how the transit people are protected. You know, it's a felony to assault a transit person, and they said that it should be the same for the disabled.
Yeah.
You know, even more so, because many of us can't see violence coming. We can't.
Right.
Many of us can't run.
Can't hear it, for my case. I can't hear it that well. In certain circumstances, if there's too loud of noise.
We need more protection than the average person. You know? And they give us less.
That's right.
All because there's no equality. See, the ADA should have included this. This should have been part of the Americans with Disability Act. Hate crimes against the disabled shall be taken very seriously, and the Justice Department must investigate, and so on and so forth. Nothing in there about hate crimes in the ADA.
That's right.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So there, you know, we're not equal. That's what it comes down to. You know. Open mic, inner sight. Anything you want to talk about, 213-816-1650. I hear that the administration is gearing up to give us more stimulus.
Well, that'd be good.
That's a good thing, at least, but
yeah.
It's not going to change things for the disabled.
No, it won't.
No, it really isn't. I mean, you can't really...
I heard this, but I want to look into it. I want to look into it more. I heard that they were looking into raising the amount. Now, this is going to be a drop in the bucket, if you ask me. The amount of money that they give a disabled person per month. But they were saying something like each disabled person will receive $200 now. If somebody's going to, you know, give me $200, that's a drop in the bucket, you know?
Well, that's no good, because most people, if you get $200 more, if you're on Section 8, the Section 8's going to go up.
Yeah, it just keeps going. Everything goes up.
You know,
I don't know what the answer is to that.
That's nothing. What?
I don't know. It's a drop in the bucket. Everything that they're trying to do to shore up this
it's
dam
not the answer.
Leaking, it's not the answer, is right.
It's not
it's
the answer
leaking.
To the problem. It only adds to it.
That's right.
You know, it
you
only adds
to
the problem when you get more money and then they're going to take it.
Well, plain and simple, they've got to have where people, you know, have, you know, equal, you know, chance, period. No ands, ifs, or buts about it. You know, you need enforcement
of
it.
On Thursday's show, we're going to explain how all these independent living centers should be.
Yeah.
Modeled after the inner sight philosophy. That's the answer. You know? And there is no other answer because, you know, as long as these government people go in and out, get elected, get thrown out, somebody else comes in, you're always going to have this business where, oh, now we can't give you this anymore. We have to cut this, cut that. But if you have the agencies involved, doing their job, raising the monies, you wouldn't have that. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
You wouldn't have that because the government wouldn't be burdened with the full problem. You know, the full amount. So unless they change the way things are done, this system will never improve. It never will. How can it without enforcement? You know, even if they build something and the next guy comes along, oh, we gotta tear that down. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
And who knows what's going to happen but without enforcement? They can do what they want. Anyway, open mic brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, and the Little Bear, and Tom's River, New Jersey, the Akita dog, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, adopt an Akita, great dog for whatever purpose you need a dog for. They're very, very intelligent.
Yes,
all right, all the beautiful children of the world, little Tommy, Avante, Corey, Ollie, all the others, take care of them, watch over them, those that are still with us. And go an extra mile for a child. That's the inner sight saying. So we remind you of that every night. Yes, and let's see, Kennedy Realty, one of our good friends here in Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house or get some good information, sell a house, call Mr. Kennedy at Kennedy Realty. Good guy to know, very knowledgeable. All right, you want to know anything about the mortgage, the housing situation. Mr. Kennedy's up on all that.
I need to make a quick announcement for anybody who's trying. Our phones, once again, are just a little finicky, so just keep trying.
Oh, we have trouble with the line?
Yeah, let's know. I got to email them again.
All right. By the way, the number is 213-816-1650, and these computers have been off a lot. So,
yeah.
You know, it must be the part of it's got to be the hackers trying to manipulate things.
Well, I also
think
that
find things that are going to make them money.
Yeah, or even you know try to, you know, they call it. Well, they increase traffic. What they do is to seize a site or do something, they just increase the traffic by just constantly hitting the site. And that's what makes it go slower or people not able to get onto it. So, I mean, that's the simplest way to describe it. But they increase the traffic on the site. And by using a computer to continually...
Yeah, well,
like
I've said before, and I'll say it again, a lot of information should not be on the internet. If there are people out there trying to break these codes and find out that stuff shouldn't be up there.
Mm-hmm.
Use it for certain things, but not the important information that where somebody could be, you know, where you could get into somebody's account or their life and take their money.
Yeah,
that shouldn't be up there.
But you know what's going to happen? It's more and more going to the opposite, Frank. It's going to be more and more going towards computers. It's, you know, I've been on both sides of the fence where I know how difficult it is not able to see what's going on. And also, you know, having been in the computer industry and having used computers for over, you know, 15 years in a support role, but yet, you know, then my eyes started.
Well, people have
problems.
To get smart. They have to demand that they don't put certain information on these computers, you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to, you know, these people are going to learn how to get in there, and they're going to steal their information and all kinds of trouble.
Yeah.
I refuse to have my bank account online.
Yeah, I know that.
I don't want it.
I know, because I help you out with a lot of things.
I don't want
when
it
we
online.
Do things, yeah, when we do things together for InnerSight, we're sitting there, you know, is the bank account going to be on there? I'm like, let me check out. And then I look, I said, yep, Frank, you have to put on a card or a Visa, Master, whatever
no,
it is.
I'm not,
to do that.
I'm not going
to
do
yeah.
that. What little I
yeah,
got
I know.
Belongs
I know.
To me.
And then you and I go, we're not doing it.
All right. InnerSight, you need dog food, cat food, call my buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. And medical for the animal. Nobody Starved on Long Island, the name of the group. I want to thank the Long Island Connection for helping us with news releases, and I'm sure that we'll have more for them.
Oh, yeah.
Before it's all over.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else we got? Some of our friends, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Tour Law Center, the Sunset Restaurant, and James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer.
Night.
Do you have any questions about that? 516-783-9662 for James. And, SuttonInsurance.com, another friend, so we'll be calling on some of these people and see if they want to help again on the benefit of Pamela Raymond. And I want to thank her. Spoke to her at length today, and she's putting together a list of people who she worked with, a lot of celebrities, and we'll see who we can contact who may want to join with us and honor her.
That's awesome.
So we'll keep you posted. As soon as we get the date,
yeah,
we can move forward. All right. InnerSight, open mic, 213-816-1650. And, you know, there's a lot of you hear about these ridiculous electric cars. There have been, I don't know, several mishaps with these things, you know.
Fine.
To get these things made because they want to make money on them, you know. And I don't know. I think they're going in the wrong direction.
That's for sure.
You know. What I would like to see happen is one day a week, give the earth a rest. Only emergency vehicles.
That's true.
One day a week, you know, and bring out the horses.
Yeah, they'll be good
for
that.
Would help the earth a lot.
Yeah, it will.
Horses, you know. We used to have horses all the time when I was a kid. We had a guy who sold fruit and vegetables. And he had a horse and the wagon. And, you know, you not only you knew him, you knew the horse.
Yeah.
You know. They ought to bring that
when
back.
When I was younger, I went to a ranch when I was in Girl Scouts. And I learned how to ride a horse. And I really enjoyed that, actually. I wish I could go back and ride a horse.
Well, horses are very good with the disabled.
Yes, they are.
You know, they
you
know.
Get the right horse, and it's supposed to straighten out your spinal column, as you sit on the back of the horse. And it's supposed to, you know, be very good for, you know, your
alignment. A horse can tell immediately when somebody's blind or disabled.
Yeah, they can.
They have horse sense.
Yeah.
And it
exactly.
really works.
Mm-hmm. That's something on my bucket list.
All right, inside open mic. Anybody on the line?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We have Maureen waiting.
If the lines are working.
Yeah, I'm hoping. All right. Let me get
all right. Maureen from Queens.
Okay.
On Inner Sight Live.
Hey, Maureen. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was trying to get my phone. My phone wasn't. I couldn't get in at first. So.
Yeah.
Well, I've just been on the phone today, all day long, trying to get everything settled. It's about my day.
It's crazy.
Suzanne knows.
Yeah.
I know.
I was helping her out. She was reading one and then reading another and then trying to do this and trying to do that and asking about this. And it's like they really want to confuse you. They really do. I think that's,
oh, yeah.
that's the objective than anything else, right? That's
definitely
what I... you know, came to believe as she was
let
talking
Maureen
about.
Talk. Maureen, so did you accomplish anything? You feel like you accomplished anything?
Yeah, somewhat. And tomorrow I'm going to call the nursing home because I'm told they have two, you know, she has to be evaluated by the Medicaid people. So I'm told they actually have two contracts with Silvercrest, with two of these, what are they called? The care plan thing. So tomorrow I have to call the nursing home and see what that's about. Now I have to see if she has a discharge date. They had said something about July 25th when the other girl came for the other evaluation. So if she doesn't have it, then we have to use one of these two plans. But if she does have a discharge date, then we can go with anybody. Well, one of them is
visiting
nurses. Yes, ma'am.
I think the main thing here that you want to accomplish is to make sure that there's an aide present when you get to the apartment with your mom.
Well,
right?
Yeah, that's the thing, because she has to have somebody right away. I mean, there's no way we could go without somebody there,
If you don't get anywhere, you know, I would call the commissioner's office right away. I wouldn't fool around with all these jackasses. Call the commissioner's office and tell them my mom's getting out of the nursing home. You know, I had a struggle to get her out. I want to know that she's going to have an aide. You know, they'll probably get some supervisor to call you back, and maybe it'll push it through a little bit.
Yeah. Who's that, the commissioner of what? What's that, Frank? Commissioner?
Huh?
What commissioner should I call?
Commissioner of Social Service.
Oh, Social Service. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you
they'll
know.
They give you the Medicaid. They have a hotline. Emergency hotline.
Yeah. I think I have that number somewhere. I'll have to find
it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think I'm going to. Because,
that's what I would
you know,
do. Because
told to call these three plans and then choose one of them, but then each plan has has more than one plan, you know. And then I want to see what happens with her you know, she's been giving her Social Security up each month and her pension checks. I want to see what happens with them, you know, what's the next step with that too, you know? So I'm going to find out about that tomorrow too. You know, so there's just such a lot involved, you know? And I have to get me stuff because I've already gotten mail from Westchester because I signed the lease and, you know, the keys. And so it's just getting to be too much. Just too overwhelming at times, you know? It really is, you know? And but I'm going to keep on going because this was our plan to get her out and be together. And that's what has to happen, you know? Just have to find the right people to get answers from, you know? And, you know, I'm sorry, Suzanne?
I said all you have to do is one thing at a time, you know, focus on that, and then don't let them overwhelm you. I mean, it's not worth it. They like to, you know, overwhelm you, both it seems.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, I asked Suzanne today to help. I mean, we've won several times. And, you know, when I don't have a computer and I can't look up stuff for myself, and do, you know, it just gets too much, you know? I just want to get this settled so we can be together, you know? That's it, you know? So, one tells you one thing, one tells you something else. I didn't know there were other plans. I mean, we weren't told that. We were told one of these three pick, and then they'll come and evaluate her. Now we got to pick one of these others, and, you know, so you only get like half a thing told to do, not the whole, you know, story. So just keep going. That's it. You know. Then we still have to do the moving. You know, but that may be the least of it. It's all this other nonsense. That's the hard part, you know?
Yeah, you've been working on it a while.
I know, you know. So, just have to keep going, you know, and then to get up there.
Well,
at least
we worked on it together today. Excuse me.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for your help again, Suzanne. Appreciate it, you know. I really do.
I have a redial back in. Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear
you.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I lost communication here.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a little, you know, messed up tonight.
I was saying.
Yeah, I couldn't get in, and I usually do. Sorry, friend.
Yeah.
Maureen, I was saying, you know, go right to the commissioner and make sure that they understand you got to have somebody there. You know.
Yeah.
When you get to the apartment with your mom. If you don't get anywhere.
Yeah, definitely.
Go right to the top.
Definitely, because, you know, she'll need someone right away, so, you know. And like, some of these plans, too, they all sound the same. They're pretty much similar, too, and, you know, like, you know. Oh, she gave me the number for Open Doors, too, but it's not Sydney's Open Doors. It's another number. She didn't say who it was, but it's a different number, so I know it's not them. So just have to keep on. Then sometimes I don't know, am I supposed to be doing this through Westchester or through here? I don't, you know. Oh, this one, they do Westchester as well as the five boroughs for the Medicaid, so that's good. Oh, the EBT, though, that's through Westchester. Oh, God. No, so.
We just kept going from one to the other, and I'm like, what is that? And then remember the PACE thing? And I had to look it up on the internet.
They should be telling
you what all these things are. They shouldn't be leaving you to your own, you know, whatever, you have to look all this up. They should be giving you information about this in the format that you could read it. You know?
Well, you have to do everything yourself. You really do. You really have to do everything on your own.
I know.
Yeah, and I called the first one.
They get paid for
sure
it, and you got to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what happens
that's
to
it.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's the truth. You know?
Yeah.
Sad but true.
You know, the thing that bothers me the most, I got to tell you, people go through this, the whole thing takes years and years, you know. And the person gets out, you know. But there's no guarantee that they're not going to be put back into a nursing home.
Exactly.
After all this, where's the guarantee about that?
Well, not only that, but it's so hard to get out, but it was quick enough for them to put her in, to get her in, you know?
Yeah. Of course.
You know? Mm-hmm. That went real
that's
quick.
That's why the system is so horrible, because they put all this money out there, all these damn programs, all these people
mm-hmm.
getting paid, and it takes you years to get somebody out. If you're
mm-hmm.
lucky, they don't die before the damn thing happens. Then there's no guarantee that you're not going to be put back in.
Mm.
Who needs
that's
this?
That you don't.
This is horrible. This is not
well,
a,
I will make
a
sure because, you know,
thing
this time
where
we had a pandemic.
Your life.
We had a pandemic this time, so that should be a guarantee enough that they can't put somebody away from their
loved ones. Yeah, but
the
pandemic, that's not going to protect you.
No, it isn't, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
going to
protect you.
I mean, when this lady in the nursing home said
I'm
she should really
I'm
sorry? I'm,
I said if they ever attempt to do that to me, I'm calling everybody.
No.
Every one of my family members, every one of my friends that I know, everybody, because everybody knows that I don't want to be in a nursing home. So,
I mean, I'm not
one
going
way
to
you
one,
can
I don't
stay
care.
Out. You got to have the money.
That's right. And I plan on saving, but then try and do certain things and not take my money away from me. That's another thing I'm calling everybody for. You know, you want to put me in a nursing home, and now you don't want to let me have my own money? You got some nerve, you know?
That's not going to help. You got to make sure you got control of your money, whatever you got.
That's what
I'm saying. Like somebody was saying to me today, they get, it's between $13,000 and $16,000, I think, $1,000 per patient for Medicaid in the nursing
right,
home.
Right, it is. We have callers right after her comment, okay?
Then they have to take my mom's Social Security check every month and her pension check.
That's
the 13 or whatever thousand they're taking from her in this one. It might be 15,000
yeah,
in present.
Yeah, a bunch of greedy son of a bitches.
Yeah, that's
that
not enough for
it.
Them. You know? I mean,
all
that's
right,
not enough.
All right, this is open mic.
They have
we're
going to take...
I'm sorry, Maureen. What were you going to say?
Mm-hmm. No, I said they're 15. I think it's 15 in hers. I'm not sure. 13 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
That's not enough for them. They have to take her Social Security check and pension as well. I mean, it's not that much, the two of them together. They really need that. She couldn't get to keep that.
Right.
You know?
Good, they're greedy. That's why there's no guarantee that you're not going to go back in, because they want that money.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
There it is.
There's
the answer to the question.
Yeah. All right,
Inner Sight, we're going to take another phone call. Maureen, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, guys.
Keep us posted. Go to the commissioner's office if you need, you know, you don't get any answers. I wouldn't wait too long. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650, and
we have
tomorrow
night
show. What's tomorrow night show?
Oh,
the title. Tomorrow night show is Thursday. We're gonna celebrate Joe's birthday, but a Memorial Day show. Tomorrow night is what? You got the title?
Yeah, I gotta get it. Hold on, I just gotta go to a different screen and then come back to the board. They don't set this up real easy.
All right, Inner Sight. And we'll take another call in a minute.
Yeah. Okay. And tomorrow night's show is Independent Living Under Inner Sight Philosophy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to tell you how the Independent Living centers should operate.
And then Thursday night's show while I'm here, politicians don't honor all who served the country.
That's right, they don't. All right, television Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit, 11 o'clock. Thursday, you got the Long Island Altice, 7:30, Channel 20. All right, who we got on the line?
We have a number that I don't recognize right now, and then we have Louis. I believe he's probably going to introduce Friday night.
Oh, Louis. Let's take a caller first, and then we'll go to Louis.
Okay. Here comes the new caller.
Inner Sight, hello. You're live on the open mic.
Hello? Caller?
All right.
I guess, yeah.
Sounds like a listener.
Yep.
That's cool.
That's
all right, let's get Louis in here. We're going to promote the funnies.
Yep, yep, here he comes.
On Inner Sight, my buddy Louis.
One minute, Dad.
Hello.
Louis the Lip.
Hey, is that Louis? I'm Louis the Lip speaking.
That's
we
it.
Know that. How you doing with your eyes?
Hanging in so far. My father and I take me to the eye doctor and check my eye.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I put the drops on. We used to do it on the AM and the PM, and I do it in AM now.
Oh, good. That's good.
You can clear the eye here.
Yeah.
When this is over, I'll be very happy. I can see through the new eye.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You got a new eye?
Yeah, but I'm not recovered yet, but pretty soon.
Oh, good.
I got an old eye.
When this is over, I got a little celebration. I'm back to normal with the eye, and it made me feel good.
Any excuse to have another sangria, sure.
Yeah, you have the
sangria.
Yeah,
make me feel a big celebration of my health, my eye, and feeling better.
Well, that'd be good for you. Yeah.
I'm going to play a little bongo drama if I feel better.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Please do.
You can do the Watusi, too.
Yeah, that Watusi, Ray Barreto. That's my favorite Latin. Caballero,
yeah.
E traigo Watusi and all that stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Barreto's still alive?
Huh?
Barreto, is he still alive?
2006, he passed away.
Aww.
Yeah, his music lives on. I remember the Charanga Morena. He used to play with Weather Bed before he signed his solo albums with Tito Puente in the early days, and he played with Fania All Stars and solo Latin and Latin jazz albums from way back. He hit those hits. He hit those skins like a speeding bullet. He had a hard hand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I missed your phone call Friday. I forgot to watch the time, and I got a neighbor came down and wished the neighbor, Marion, happy birthday past Friday. You know, I didn't watch the time. I was a little tired.
Well, that's
all right.
We had trouble. We couldn't get on the air Friday.
Yeah.
Well, see, it's like the no technical difficulties.
Yeah. So this week we're going to do what we were supposed to do last week.
Yeah, which is good.
You know.
Hey, I was kidding around about the lipstick stuff and Victoria's Secret stuff. I was like kidding around, you know. Dedicated to Buffy Gonzalvo.
Lipstick.
Lipstick.
Well, everybody wants to know the answer to the question. Well, why did Bing Crosby go boo 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 boo?
Yeah, I don't know. My name is Bing Crosby. I got my friend George Burns over here. I'm giving him an example.
Yeah, so
don't
we
make
got to
any
answer
that. For the cause Bing Crosby and his family, you know.
No.
I think it was practices vocal cords. That's my guess.
Well, we'll find out Friday.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah. Yeah, Bing Crosby, I'm entertaining Bing Crosby for me. Strangers in the night, it's stunning grasses, wandering as for sight. La 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 la.
Turning, you know, in his grave.
I dream of a life with more. That's life of all, I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, my name is Bing Crosby, and hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jack Benny. I'm practicing on a violin on a TV show, right? And I hear those chords go like this. Here we go, Frank.
He likes what I found.
That's pretty good, Lou.
That is pretty good an imitation.
Yeah,
who's
so,
on the phone, Frank? Who's on the phone? Talking to that female woman on the line.
That was
who was on the phone? I don't know. Somebody was on hung up. I don't know who they were.
Oh yeah, they hung up. The other person who didn't.
Hey
want
Frank,
to.
Don't forget Camel Caroline. Don't forget
call.
That.
Yeah, it was.
What,
don't
Lou?
Forget free caller, Frank. Caroline, I remember that.
Oh,
you
all
like
right.
Caroline. Yeah, you like
having
Caroline.
A good time.
All right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a little plug for Friday.
Okay. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Vito Corleone, and my name is Rosanna Dana. Make sure you put on Frank Perino's Blog Talk Radio Follies. We're going to have a good time. You put on a friendly philosopher, Frank. I know I heard it through the phone. I heard it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He goes, how's it going, Frank? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That's right.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
All right.
What's that, Frank?
All right.
What's that, your friendly philosopher?
Yeah.
Friday night.
Friday
night.
About Lauren Hardy?
The unfriendly vaccine.
There you go.
Oh, I'll keep an eye on the time Friday, Frank. All right, by 8 or 8:30 on Friday. I'll check my time.
Yeah.
All right.
Like
we'll
to
see you then,
guys.
All right.
Hey Frank and Suzanne, you're the best. Love
you. Oh, we love you. You know that. We both
open mic.
Okay. Okay.
You
take care.
All right.
Inner Sight and 213-816-1650. If you want to call in and voice your opinion on whatever. You know, I heard on the news that they gave the vaccine to 600,000 children.
Whoa.
You know? Now, I'm afraid that a lot of those children are going to go to school,
mm-hmm.
and children that haven't been vaccinated, you know, and they could possibly transmit germs to those who haven't been vaccinated.
Thing
I mean,
that I don't understand.
You don't
is
talk.
That,
they don't talk about that.
But here's the thing I don't understand. They say it's the genetic. Well, I don't believe everything that they say, but that's aside the point. But they say, quote, and I'm going to put that in quotations, that it's the genetic code of the virus and not the live virus itself. Now, then why? You know, are we having so much difficulty with all this vaccine in the first place?
Well,
if
don't
you
remember what Dr. Offenbach said?
That was
Gary's friend?
It wasn't planned. So, you know, yeah. Takes about
well, he gave the answer.
Time.
He said you can't use generic. See? They used generic because they didn't test the real stuff.
No. I'm
so they threw
about
the generic in there.
No. Not generic. They said that it was the genetic code
genetic.
For the virus.
Well, excuse me, I meant genetic.
Yeah.
Genetic.
So they used that, yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't have time
to make
to test
the real
the virus.
Yeah.
You know, to test it and to try it out and on all kinds of people. It takes years and years and years to develop
a
vaccine. And that's what the great scientists said.
Yeah, and it's also
they didn't do that.
How
that's
they
why they've got
mm-hmm.
a lot of this trouble.
Well, it's also infuriating.
Somebody told me that 1,000 people got the virus yesterday in New York and 39 mm-hmm. people died. I don't know how accurate these figures are, but they're putting them on the news.
It's really annoying, you know, that we're still getting numbers
you know,
of people dying and they're opening up stuff, too.
Yeah, because
you know?
They haven't approached the thing in the right way.
Yeah, strengthening the immune system. And then I read something that concerns me that, you know, I want to see if it was written by an alternative doctor or written by an actual doctor. They said, how come they didn't address the immune system? And I'm like, that's what we've been saying from the beginning, but why?
How come they didn't what? I didn't hear what you said.
Address the immune system directly. Well, we've been saying
that from the beginning. They never did.
No. So,
they never did.
I want to try and get that article. It was saying on how to strengthen your immune system, and I want to see if I can see if there's any other articles that are also with that article and see where they came from, you know.
Yeah, well,
and
you Google all that stuff. And
I am.
You know, sometimes you can find it.
Good stuff.
But I'm concerned about those children.
Oh,
and then also they said tonight on the news that in about a year, millions of people are going to need a booster shot. They're going to keep giving people this friggin' poison. That's crazy. See, once you take it, now you're hooked on it.
Yeah.
See? That's what happens with this stuff. It's the same thing when you go to these doctors and you start taking this stuff and for years and years and years, and it's damn hard to get off it.
Yeah, the medicine.
They ruin people's lives with this crap because they don't pay attention to the natural way of the body. So now what's going to happen in a year when this stuff wears off, you know? And these people
are
going to have trouble.
On the back of the card, it has two more locations where you could get an area where it's signed for the vaccine to add a booster. I, you know, used the
devices
that I have.
You know what they can do with their card, don't you?
No. Make money off
a bunch of bunch of crap. Bunch of bull, bunch of, you know, I mean, it gets worse as it goes along.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
What they should do, they have all these people, quote, vaccinated, some with two vaccines, some with one. They should, you know, take their labs and make sure that they're healthy between now and the time that they think that they're going to, you know, be, quote, boosted.
They don't want people to be healthy. They want to sell the poison.
Well, they should be testing them, you know?
You know, if they wanted people to be healthy, they'd be listening to Gary Noll and say, hey, show us what to do. And people like
him. Yeah, that's not their intention. Seriously, it's not their intention.
I mean, they're already gearing up to give people more of this poison in a year.
Sadly.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, I mean, people have to learn how to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the bottom line. You know, you got to learn how to.
Gary Noll also touted the anti-malaria drug. He did, actually. Because it was from a natural source.
Yeah, well, Gary praised that drug.
Yeah, I know. And astragalus.
A while back.
Astragalus, right? Is that
and
how you
say it? He says, I don't know why they're not using it. You know, I mean.
Yeah.
And
if you look at him, he looks like he's like in his 60s. And you said to me he's closer to his 90s, 80s, 90s in that area. I was shocked, actually. You know?
Anyway, that's some of the stuff. This is open mic. 213-816-1650. And, you know, we got a few minutes. Anybody out there who... didn't take the vaccine, we'd like to hear from you. Like to know why you didn't take it.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to make a quick call to Inner Sight, we'd be happy to put you on the air. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, and we're going to talk about the independent living centers and how they should... model themselves after the Inner Sight philosophy, and we'll tell you more about that philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And that our philosophy doesn't just help the disabled, see. It helps everybody.
Helps everybody, yeah.
That's the difference between us and these other agencies. All these other agencies do is shove rehabilitation down your throat. That's all they do.
That's the truth.
And
it's
rehabilitation does not make people equal.
No.
I don't care how much rehabilitation you give a person. It does not make them equal. It makes the agencies wealthy.
Yeah, that's the truth.
That's all it does.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about more about that tomorrow night, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, the politicians... need to wake up and start helping people. And I don't mean just the disabled.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight means freedom. By the way, our number is 631-224-3090. And on the open mic right here, you know, people who, there's a lot of people walking around who didn't take the vaccine, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and this idea about how that was on the news a few days ago, how the CDC wanted the stores to police people.
Crazy.
I mean, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
You know, first you give people poison. You know? Then you want the store people to check them to see if they took the vaccine.
It's crazy.
I mean, people are not getting paid for that.
No, they're not.
As it is, people are struggling to get some customers into their store. So
that's right.
I'm glad the store proprietors got together and made a statement that no, we're not going to do this.
I'm glad they did too.
At least that helps a little bit.
Yeah.
You know. Inner Sight, I gotta get it. You have a time check?
Mine says 8:54. My clock on my cell phone.
All right. 8:54, 8:55. We got a couple of minutes left.
Yeah, we got 5 minutes and 13 seconds on the board.
And you know, there's so many things going on. And oh, by the way, my favorite coffee shop today. I was shocked. Three tables open, world.
Oh no!
Three tables. So I went up to the counter, and I said, "There's no signs on some of these tables. Does that mean that somebody could sit there?"
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, "Oh yes, yes." I said, "What happened? Who? Somebody must have died or something, right?"
Yeah. What did he say?
Crazy, man. After all these months and years, they finally opened up a table.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, they kept the tables closed. They closed the place down.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. They said somebody caught the virus in there.
Oh, that's what the problem was originally?
Now, my theory is that if they would have kept the place open normally, you know, that less people would have caught the virus. What was that place in the one state that did that, acted normal and didn't close down, and only a couple hundred people got sick?
Yeah.
I forget which state it was. I heard about that.
That is interesting,
you know?
Yeah.
Normal is the best.
We were doing that prior to, the, you know, things happening and knowing about it. And I really have a theory about when people get to know they have a problem, the stress of all of that starts to work on people's minds. Seriously speaking.
Well, they didn't keep things clean either.
No.
Now, you know, they're fanatics about cleanliness. They should have done that before.
Yeah. Darn right,
you
know, they should have.
Preventative. You see, this country has a lot of trouble with preventative measures.
That's true.
You know, because they're worried too much about liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom, you know. Sometimes you gotta use some common sense. So they, you know, now the, when you go on the subway, they clean the subways every day now, including the trains.
That's awesome.
You know, they should have done that before, though.
They never did that.
No.
Really?
Lucky if they did it once a month, and it was horrible. It was filthy. The subways are filthy.
It smelled nasty. Forget about
the
elevator.
So there's a lot to be said, and the things that they should have done that
were not done.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight. Be with you tomorrow night. You want to hear about the independent living centers, how they should be?
Yeah.
According to what we believe. Join us tomorrow night on Inner Sight. I want to thank all our listeners, people that help keep the show going. I want to thank Pamela Raymond, who's really into Inner Sight.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that, and we're looking forward to honoring her. And I want to thank Olga Murray for introducing us.
Olga's sweet too.
I will be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090, our phone number. Suzanne, co-host engineer.
Thank you.
And thank you so much. Inner Sight. Around the world on the open mic, and we hope that, you know, maybe you learned something. We always learn something from our audience.
No, that's
so don't think that it's only one-sided, because it's not.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. We've learned that people like Inner Sight, that they want the changes that we talk about. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.